So firstly, Dr. Gill, you believe that fasting has more health risks than benefits. In your professional opinion, what are the negative physical and psychological effects that are associated with Ramadan fasting on healthy people? So that is abstaining totally from food and drink during daylight hours.
There would be significant physical detrimental effects from fasting for 16 hours a day for a month continuously. Obviously, it will depend on the person fasting. If you're a young person going through puberty, this is a period of rapid growth and development, and if you're starving your body of particular nutrients for large portions of the day, then that will have obvious long-term effects. And then there's things like dehydration, and this can cause things from a common faint to severe headaches. People can even have acute renal failure. Obviously, this won't happen in your, healthy 20-year-old, but with the young and particularly the extremely old, they're quite sensitive to changes like this. Another question I have is, what particular work are these people doing when they are getting these hypoglycemic episodes where they're having these headaches and extreme fatigue, poor concentration? Are they air traffic controller or doctors or people operating heavy machinery? So it really depends on the person, I would say, but there's many, many profound medical effects that fasting can have.
Okay, so although they are exempt from fasting, some people with chronic diseases still decide to fast during Ramadan and actually stop taking their medication during the day. In this case, what advice would you give to them?
I think there's a huge risk of hypoglycemic episodes, which can lead to coma and even death, and things like seizures. If someone's an epileptic, just having, even if they're not diabetic, an episode of hypoglycemia can bring on seizures. I mean, this is extremely dangerous things we're talking about here. What advice I would give for people taking medication that choose to stop it during Ramadan? My obvious answer is to keep taking your medication. You're on these medications for a reason. Some are more important than others, and it's frightening that some people that have serious heart disease, diabetes, epilepsy, history of strokes, of someone to take these medication, I mean, it can kill them. I'm worried if someone is, ill for some reason and they have increased fluid losses through vomiting, diarrhea, things like that, and they're not keeping their fluids up, can have profound effects.
So I've heard that some people actually put on weight during Ramadan. How is this possible?
When someone fasts for 16 hours out of 24 hours each day, the natural reaction of the body is to drop its basal metabolic rate, or BMR, as we call it. This is just simply the body realizing that it's not getting sufficient energy intake, and it counteracts this. This is basal metabolic rate being the amount of energy your body uses when you're not taking into account other things such as exercise, physical exertion, and other things like that. Now, you get to the end of the day, someone's extremely hungry and they want to stock up on food for the next day. They'll typically eat large volumes of fat and high carbohydrate type foods. The basal metabolic rate is quite low. And with this large food intake at night, you get a huge surge of insulin and cells taking up all this energy and conversion into fat, into storage in your adipose tissue. And when this is extended for a month, this action happens again and again and again.
All right, so just quickly, a recent Australian study has also found that there is a possible link between people who are a part of religious groups and obesity figures. Why do you think this might be so?
It's an interesting question. I think I have a few answers. Maybe this common occurrence that happens when people are in a relationship and they have comfort, they'll typically eat more because they're comfortable in a relationship. And many religious people feel that they are in some sort of close relationship with a holy figure, that this holy figure will love them no matter what. I guess that gives people solace. Also, after congregations, I know it's a common occurrence for people to meet up at someone's house afterwards and they'll feast. And, food's a very big part of religion and people come together.
Okay, thanks for your time, Dr. Gill. Now, I'm also going to speak to Dr. Purcell from the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital to hear his opinions, as well as to share some of his advice for how to have a healthier Ramadan. So, Dr. Purcell, are there any physical and psychological benefits of fasting during Ramadan?
I think the physical benefits could be having a lower calorie intake, and if someone was considering losing weight, it might help them achieve those goals. People that are fasting initially will have symptoms of headaches and nausea and be lethargic, but people that do fast after a few days, they say these symptoms resolve and their day-to-day functioning goes back to their normal baseline is what it used to be before. Physically, I think there's a potential for weight loss. Psychologically, people that fast during Ramadan, they can become spiritually more cleansed. I think some people have said when they fast during Ramadan, they become more at peace and less stressed. I think if non-Muslims see that Muslims are able to fast during Ramadan and still be healthy afterwards, I think non-Muslims can learn from that and seeing that maybe we don't require the high-calorie diets that we currently eat. They can probably learn to cut down what they have.
Okay, so it has also been said that Ramadan fasting can be considered as an ideal hypocaloric diet and beneficial for those with type 2 diabetes. Does this mean that fasting is okay for some diabetics who still decide to participate?
Yeah, I think people with type 2 diabetes, if they want to fast, it's not a bad idea, but I don't think they should resort to fasting in order to lose weight. If they're on insulin, especially, and they decide to fast and they use insulin after fasting, it can cause a low sugar episode and they could be hospitalized for that. So they should be monitored if they want to fast. Yeah, but certainly a fasting in a type 2 diabetic wouldn't cause any harm.
What is your final advice for people who want to fast more healthily during Ramadan? And do you believe that everyone should consult their doctor before deciding to fast, even if they are completely healthy?
I think the best way for people, if they do want to fast, is they shouldn't do any strenuous activity. They shouldn't run a marathon or anything or go work out at a gym. If they're going to do it at work, it should be sort of low-level activities, nothing that requires high physical demand. If they're going to break their fast, they shouldn't have something that's heavy to start out with, something that would cause a huge insulin surge. They should probably eat something light when they break their fast. And if they want to have a bigger dinner later on, maybe wait and then have a full meal. Yeah, I think getting medical advice before fasting is a good idea. I think everyone should do it. There's so many reasons why. There are certain medications that are required to be taken with food, like such as ibuprofen. And people who are fasting might not even know this, and it might cause peptic ulcer disease and other diseases. So, if patients have multiple doses that they have to take throughout the day for medications, they should consult a doctor to see if they can change the medications just to take it maybe once or twice in a day. There's extended release formulas that are available to patients for some medications. So, before fasting, patients should consult a doctor just to see if they can change their medication regimen for that period of time that they are fasting.
Okay, thanks for your time, Dr. Purcell.